Some listen to hip-hop and just hear the beat. Some people listen and hear controversy, lyrics that celebrate violence or disrespect women or gays. Felicia Pride listens to the music she grew up with and hears different messages. Take Slick Rick's Children's Story, for example.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash.
A dance tune, yes, but also a grim cautionary tale about a kid who makes bad choices. In her new book, The Message, 100 Life Lessons from Hip-Hop's Greatest Songs, Felicia Pride describes how she learned from the notorious B.I.G. that money may fix some problems but can complicate others, sufficiency from Outkast's Get Up, Get Out, and the pride that can accompany a broken heart from LL Cool J in I Need Love. Well, whether it's hip-hop, country, whatever, what life lessons have you learned from your music? Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also sing out on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Felicia Pride joins us here in Studio 3A. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And why did you write this book?
Well, I realized that as growing up in hip-hop, that I use hip-hop lyrics, I use themes from hip-hop songs to explain things in my life. So I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I actually put this into book form and showed the diversity of ways that I use hip-hop in my everyday life?
Well, show us. Give us some examples.
Well, you mentioned some good ones, from I Need Love to Get Up and Get Out. But, for example, Ready or Not by the Fugees is a great song, and it basically talks about their I liken it to the childhood game hide and seek, where, you know, you're counting, and it's this, after you're counting, you're able to say, ready or not, here I come. And that's kind of how I've attempted to describe my work, in that the world may not be ready for hip-hop, the world may not be ready for me, but ready or not, here I come. Mm-hmm. So it's basically me using hip-hop and sort of flipping it into a positive way that I can be able to motivate myself, that I can be able to better my life.
A theme song for the day, almost.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. There's one you write about, the song The Breaks by Curtis Blow. And this is The Breaks. In his version, your woman leaves, the IRS is knocking down your door, you've already lost your job, your phone bill has hit the roof, and the mob is after you. Life really can't get any worse, you write.
Right. And the great thing about The Breaks is that Curtis Blow is doing some interesting things creatively in the song. The break in hip-hop is that point in the song where the lyrics fade out, the instrumental and the percussion takes center stage, and the b-boys, the break boys or the break girls, will come onto the dance floor and do their thing. So in The Breaks, Curtis Blow is basically saying, you know, we all suffer from these periods in our life where things don't seem to be going right, but there is a time where you can air out your frustrations, and why not air it out on the dance floor? I mean, other people have other ways that they air out their frustration, but for Curtis Blow, who was a former b-boy, that was his way. So he shaped the song to have several of these breaks in it, so it's kind of a play on words in his a play on words and creative wordplay that he's doing here.
But breaks is also the breaks of life. This is an inevitable part of interview. This is universal.
Exactly. It's very universal.
There's a lot in hip-hop as a rule, though, that a lot of people find objectionable.
That's true, and I can see how they feel that way. For me, I feel that the dominant image of hip-hop is definitely one that is synonymous with, you know, half-naked women and drug dealers who disrespect them. But I realize that hip-hop is more diverse than that, and I'm interested in ushering in a balance and showing some counter images and showing through the message that there are songs out there that are meaningful and, you know, have universal themes in them.
I'm like the middle child within the hip-hop generation, you write. Like my elders, hip-hoppers born before the mid-1970s, I cringe at the gratuitous, money-hungry, violent, misogynistic, and lackluster turn of some of the music. And unlike my younger siblings, 80s and 90s babies, I do remember the days when radio played fun rap. Afrocentric rap, gutter rap, jazzy rap, and educational rap all in one 60-minute segment. I remember when you had to have skills to be put on as an MC.
Right.
You're already feeling old?
I'm not feeling old, but I crave for more of that balance on radio and the airways and media, just to show that rap isn't just gangster music, isn't just disrespecting women, that there are those artists out there, there are those songs out there that have some meaning and that are still can still be considered great art.
Here's an email we have from Daniel in Lakewood, Colorado. Get by Talib Kweli. I hope I'm pronouncing that
correctly. Talib Kweli.
Talib Kweli helped me to overcome a drug addiction and continues to inspire me to this day. And he includes the lyric, "This morning I woke up feeling brand new and I jumped up feeling my highs and my lows and my soul and my goals just to stop smoking and stop drinking. And I've been thinking I got my reasons just to get by, just to get by, just to get by."
That is a great song. I have it in the message, and it definitely is one of those where it's like you want to start to crave more out of your life. You don't actually, and what Talib is saying as well is that you don't just want to get you just don't want to get by any longer. You want to soar. So it's a great song.
There are any number of songs. De La Soul, you pick mm-hmm. for their tune from the album 3 Feet High and Rising. Me, Myself, and I. What's that about to you?
That, to me, is about exerting individuality. I think that, especially in hip-hop, we like to act that, you know, I keep it real and I'm myself. But a lot of times we're not. And I just think in general society, it's harder to be ourselves than it is to be an image of what other people want us to be. So in Me, Myself, and I, that's just what I'm talking about, being able to be comfortable in my skin.
If you'd like to join our conversation with Felicia Pride, author of The Message, 100 Life Lessons from Hip-Hop Greatest Songs, give us a call. What songs inspire your life or get you through the day? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And let's turn to Leon. Leon with us from Athens, Ohio.
Hi, Neil. And this is a great show, and I love the theme. Neil, I'm 50-some, and I don't want to say what I am totally, but I'm 50-some. And Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, when I was coming up, was one song that just the title and the theme really helped give me a sense of pride in who I am and what I'm about and what the responsibility is of who I am. And then in the same era, there was another song by the Funkadelics that was called Free Your Mind and Your Behind Will Follow. And so they didn't quite use that word, but they used another word similar.
And we appreciate your editorial discretion.
Both of those songs were just great songs.
And do you still hum them from time to time to this day?
Oh, yes, and I'm a minister, and I even use those songs as themes for sermons at times because that's how profound they are. And I have found that those guys are many times those songs like what your guest is talking about, those are just street prophets that are bringing messages to the masses, and that music form can allow us to receive things that we may not receive if they were spoken to us.
And people might have been scandalized by the idea of quoting James Brown from the pulpit, what, 30, 40 years ago?
Well, I can expect some of that. But I'll be quiet now, and I'd like to hear from your guests.
All right. Thanks very much, Leon. Appreciate the phone call.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. People take inspiration from all kinds of things, certainly James Brown.
Definitely. I mean, I know that James Brown had a large influence on hip-hop, so definitely.
And let's talk to Joe. Joe's calling us from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, I'd like to add the song Fourth Branch by Immortal Technique. To me, it's an inspiring song because it's about empowering the little guy and the media being a check on the other branches of government. And the importance of media and the importance of educating yourself.
Is it
one of those bling bling songs, you know? It's good political hip hop music. It's really, really empowering music.
Is there a passage that you particularly remember?
None that I could say on the air. It is a little, there are some vulgar parts to the song. He does use some adult language in it.
Again, we thank you for your editorial discretion.
Well, no problem.
No problem.
I appreciate the opportunity to put his name out there. He's definitely a break from the normal.
Fourth Branch, is that in the book?
It's not in the book, but I would co-sign that Immortal Technique is a dope artist. He really, really is.
He really is. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
So long. Hey, here's an email from Alex in St. Louis. One song that inspires me is Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon because it tells us that our world needs peace to make it a better place, and also tells us how we can make peace with one another. That from Alex in St. Louis. And of course, people take their inspiration from all kinds of artists, all kinds of periods. And it really is. Hip hop is the music you grew up with. If you grew up with the music of the Beatles or with the music of James Brown, that might be the soundtrack to your life.
Right. But I like the fact that, you know, a classic song can have relevance today. You know, a John Lennon song can have relevance today. James Brown song can have relevance today. And I think that's many of the hip hop songs that I have in my book will have relevance from years from now as well.
Indeed, in terms of hip hop songs, you go back a ways. You mind the songs from when you were a kid, not just the songs that are out now.
That's a very good point. You know, I have songs from 79, 80, 82. So that's a very good point, yeah.
We're talking with Felicia Pride, the author of The Message, 100 Life Lessons from Hip-Hop's Greatest Songs. If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number, 800-989-8255. What are the tunes that inspire you in your life? Email us to talk@npr.org. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's talk with Ray. Ray calling us from Kansas City.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I'm a baby boomer. Or excuse me, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm a Gen Xer, and I've just noticed that, like myself and a lot of my buddies and my friends, we have these sort of soundtracks that we carry around in our iPods, and it really sort of like we have these sort of playlists that really sort of depend on, you know, what kind of mood we want to be in. And one of the songs that has sort of been on continuous play for me lately is the whole album for Modest Yahoo, and the song King Without a Crown. And to me, I guess it's just really like, there's just something about this idea of fusion of everything, of all these different African, European, Native American, all these different influences coming together and kind of and forming this brand new kind of music that I think is really embodied by hip hop and by rap. That's really just is inspiring, and it's hard to put it in like concrete words, but when I listen to it, I want to be a better person.
I have to say, Modest Yahoo has escaped my attention thus far, but that part of being the iPod, being that soundtrack, I know Felicia Pride, in a way, that's how this book got started. You were listening to the tunes on your iPod.
I was on the train. I was listening to A Tribe Called Quest, a very classic hip-hop group, and it was a certain line that just hit me that... Fife Dawg says, he says, riding on the train with no dough sucks. And at that time, I was riding on the train with no dough, and I was really basically contemplating my life, and it was kind of a jump start for me to think about, well, how can I change things? If I don't like my situation, how can I make it better?
Ray, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
So long. Let's go now to, this is Gil in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling about a song by Black Star called Thieves in the Night.
Nice.
I really appreciated the song. Reminds me of a lot of things about the hip-hop culture and how it's kind of hypocritical and how it has both two sides to it, but how both the sides can be real. A lyric to the song that I really liked, I really remembered, was in the song it says that we're chasing after death just to call ourselves brave.
Wow.
And it's just talking about how the hip-hop culture can be so violent and promotes promotes it, but... How wrong it is, and I really liked it.
Black Star is in your book.
They are, with Brown Skin Lady. Black Star is Talib Kweli and Mos Def. Their first album together.
It was a good song, too.
That's a great album.
Thanks very much for the call. In your description of that tune, you say that you would pass the brown paper bag test. What is the brown paper bag test?
The brown paper bag test is somewhat of a historical thing where you would put a brown paper bag next to your skin to see if you were lighter than it or darker than it. And if you passed, you know, usually that meant, quote unquote, that you were better because you were lighter.
I see.
Lighter skinned.
Passing would be lighter than the brown
exactly.
paper bag.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's not what that song is about. That song celebrates people who are neither appropriately light-skinned, as some people might argue, nor as thin as fashion may dictate.
Yeah, and that song for me was just about me being able to appreciate my body, the way that I looked, no matter how it was. And I think that a lot of women in particular, because the song is for women, they can just... feel comfortable looking in the mirror and feel comfortable in what they see.
Let's go to Sibilka. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
In Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say I'm kind of upset about the fact of all these people that generalize hip-hop and kind of combine it into rap, because I find that rap and hip-hop have definitely become two separate things. Hip-hop I tend to find to be more positive. You'll find that in groups like The Roots, Tribe Called Quest, like you said before, Talib Kweli, One of my favorite groups is The Far Side. I really, really wish they'd come back and bring something out again. And a couple of the songs that they've done that I've always been inspired by was Run Away, You Can't Keep Just Running Away, you know, telling you that you can't just run away from your problems, you got to face them, you got to fix them. And then also the other one is the Other Fish in the Sea, which always helped me out whenever you lose the person that you love the most, you got to remember that there are other people out there for you. And I just wish people would give a little more respect to the positive hip hop that is out there. And speaking of Immortal Technique, he is wonderful, and I definitely think he needs to be heard and seen a lot more and not commercialized.
Thanks very much for the call, Sibylka.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And one of the points that she makes, this is 100 life lessons from hip-hop's greatest songs, but you don't pretend this is the 100 greatest songs. It's not a list. It's your music, and it should be everybody's music, not these songs, whatever their music is.
Right, exactly. That it's really the overriding theme is that, you know, we can find wisdom in music, and we can find things to relate to in solace and power and peace and all these things in music, no matter what genre you love the most. But I do like her comment about Far Side. Far Side is in the message with Passing Me By, which is one of my all-time favorite songs. They were really a great group. And I also appreciate her comment about the generalization. I think that hip-hop is generalized a lot, where it's difficult for the true artists to combat the opportunists. I think there are a lot of opportunists who are posing as artists. So,
Felicia Pride, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Felicia Pride's book, The Message, 100 Life Lessons from Hip-Hop's Greatest Songs. You can read about what Felicia Pride learned from Curtis Blow's song, The Breaks, in an excerpt at our website, npr.org/talk. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.